آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔ We all heard the story of Shamsul Nisa in our last program on colonial connections, and our narrator, writer, author, researcher Samia Khatun gave us the narration about the very sad story about Shamsul Nisa, who had to go back to Karachi because of the White Australia policy. But today we learn about a person who was living in South Australia during the late 1800s, and he used to export sheep to Calcutta and onwards to Kabul, I believe. So let's hear it from Samia Khatun herself. Hello and welcome to the Hindi program, Samia.
Thank you for having me, Kumud.
It's such a pleasure talking to you and hearing about all these stories that you researched so well and written all about in Australia Nama, the South Asian Odyssey in Australia. So tell me about Mirza Khan, who I believe lived in South Australia. So round about, when did he come here and what was his business?
So Mirza Khan was one of these characters who just turned upside down what I knew about the Afghans who had done the camel trading.
Okay.
So in Australian history, we hear that it's the Afghans who brought camels to Australia. If you look closer at who these Afghans actually were, some of them were actually Afghans from Calcutta. So in many ways, they were like the Kabuliwalas.
Exactly. I was about to say that. Reminded me of the Kabuliwala.
Yeah.
Yes, they used to come a lot to India, Afghans from Calcutta. Okay, so he was like the Kabuliwala. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Mirza Khan is one of these Kabuliwalas who comes to Australia with a shipment of camels in the late 1880s. Now, we can't pin down an exact date he comes. Might be like 1889 is the closest I've gotten. It's the earliest I see him.
Uh-huh.
Now, what happens is it turns out there's a whole community of Afghans actually living in Calcutta who are exporting camels to Australia. But Mirza Khan is going to become one of these people who's not just exporting camels to Australia, he's going to start exporting Australian animals back to South Asia.
Oh, how enterprising.
Oh, very, very enterprising. He's an absolutely fascinating character. So what we see is, you know, he starts his life in Australia as a camel trader and a camel merchant. But then by the 1890s, he's actually got a bookshop on Hay Street in Perth. He's absolutely fascinating character. He's got a bookshop in Perth and he's binding books. That's how he's making his money.
Oh.
He's binding books and selling all sorts of books. And by about 1895, we hear that he's traveling around the camel tracks in Australia with a free traveling library in all sorts of Asian languages.
How interesting. Yeah.
Oh, it's absolutely fascinating. And then the next time we actually see Mirza Khan sort of appear is just after 1897, he travels back to South Asia and he's in Bombay and he's in Kolkata, and you can kind of follow him in the archives between these two metropolises. And he actually receives an imperial firman from the King of Afghanistan in Kabul.
Okay?
He receives a royal firman from Kabul saying that the King of Afghanistan wants a shipment of Australian sheep because they would like to try breeding sheep in Kabul in order to produce a particular type of wool. Now, one of the things that this shows is that the Afghani merchant networks that center in upon Kabul extend very, very, very far, and they're actually connected to Mirza Khan, whose family have been in Calcutta for more than 400 years. Okay,
wow.
this is a man who's, you know, lived his entire family, their base, their wealth is Calcutta, 400 years plus, and yet in the late 1890s, the King of Afghanistan is reaching out to them, going, you know, we need sheep. And we know that you've got connections in Australia, so can you go and get a sheep?
Amazing.
So he does it.
And tell me, did they write letters or telegrams in those days, or we don't know?
Yeah, so telegrams by the 1890s is what, you know, the way that they're communicating, but we don't know how this imperial firman actually arrived to Mirza Khan. What we know is that in the history of Afghanistan, which is a Persian language chronicle compiled in Kabul, there's an account of the King of Afghanistan contacting Mirza Khan via the sort of Afghani embassy in what is then British India, which is then centered on Kolkata.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, so we then get Mirza Khan actually purchasing 600 sheep in South Australia. So he travels, you know, back to Adelaide, back to South Australia, where he knows he's got all these connections in the world of farming.
Mm-hmm.
And he purchases 600 sheep and puts them on a vessel to Kolkata. And then once they get to Kolkata, he puts them on a railway that goes all the way to Kabul. So he actually manages to complete that transaction. And the only detail we know is that, unfortunately, on arrival, the sheep refused to breed in Kabul. So his dream of Australian sheep. it doesn't actually live out. However, it leaves a trace in the royal history of Afghanistan. And Mirza Khan goes on from that point to become an incredibly sort of respected, not only businessman and merchant, but also a spiritual leader amongst many of the Muslims who are traveling this Indian Ocean world.
Fantastic. So, and he stayed on in Australia. He didn't go back permanently.
Well, you know, none of these characters ever stay still for particularly long. He has a base in Australia, and even now, if you go to Broken Hill, people still remember Mirza Khan. So it's pronounced in this very Bangla way, right? Mirza Khan is how locals in Broken Hill will remember him. But he actually, from Australia, he actually then continues on to Fiji and works in the sugar plantations there as a mullah. He's got this love of books, and him and his traveling library keep then moving back and forth between Australia and Fiji. These people are just born travelers.
Wow. Absolutely great adventurers. And obviously he was literate as well. If he was binding books and selling books, he would know how to read, whatever, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, somewhere out there, somewhere in Western Australia, somewhere in one of those old camel towns, I believe there still remains Mirza Khan's travelling library. I just haven't gotten out there to look for it yet.
Oh, how interesting. Thank you again for that really interesting anecdote.
Wonderful. My pleasure.
करें, शेयर करें या कमेंट करें, SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर फॉलो करें।